that we're going to be prepared to play. We're going to go in every game believing we can win. We're going to have a lot of young players excited to see develop, and we have a chance to be part of that core you're talking about.
It's time for the Ben Cherington Show every Sunday on the Pirates Radio Network. For all Pirates breaking news, updates, and information, as well as a chance to win exclusive prizes, follow the Pirates on Twitter, @Pirates to Snapchat. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Pirates and on Instagram at Pittsburgh Pirates. Find out more at Pittsburgh.com/connect. It's the Ben Cherington Show every Sunday on the Pirates Radio Network.
Welcome to PNC Park, where today the Pirates conclude their opening home series against the Chicago Cubs. Today it's the rubber match. JT Brubaker on the hill for Pittsburgh against former Pirate Trevor Williams. Pirates coming off an 8-2 clubbing of the Cubbies last night. Greg Brown in the booth with you, along with our general manager, Ben Cherington. The Ben Cherington Show comes your way every Sunday before the Pirates play. Our director in the booth, Doran Check, and our producer at our flagship station, Mike Kravitz. Ben, it's been a week since we chatted with you last Sunday, of course, before the Pirates and Cubs met. A rematch last night of those two starting pitchers, and it's certainly a different outcome, really, on both sides. Zach Davies pitched into the sixth inning, got two outs into the sixth before he left. He got the win and the 4-3 victory at Wrigley last Sunday, while Mitch Keller lasted only three, walked four. And again, last night, a different story, as it was Keller who went five, Davies knocked out in the second. A tale of two games for sure.
Yeah, well, it was just just really encouraging to see Mitch last night. Fun to watch him. I think around 70% strikes and one walk, seven punch outs in five innings. Just fun watching. Everyone knows the stuff is so good. Hitters don't react to the stuff when he's controlling counts like he did last night. He's going to be really effective. It was fun to watch him out there.
Ben, I think it was Jacob Stallings before the game yesterday asked about Keller, one of the members of the media, and suggesting it. Is it just a matter of confidence, because you said his stuff is so good? And he said he just needs to get in the zone, learn how his stuff plays, learn and learn how to make adjustments. And it looked like that's kind of what he did last night.
Yeah, it's easy to sit up here in this seat, and I'm not saying this about you, Brownie, but I'm saying this about myself.
Okay.
I'm saying this about myself, this beautiful view, and we talk about the things that got young players or young pitchers need to do to have success, and we talk about, maybe I might talk about control of the strike zone or executing, we talk about it like it's an easy thing to do. Well, we know it's not, and the closer – someone told me this a long time ago. I've never forgotten it. A former Major League pitching coach, when I was really young getting into this game, he told me, listen, just remember one thing. The further away from the field you get, the easier this game looks. And that's so true. The closer you get to the field, the faster it is, the harder it is. So Mitch is trying to do something hard. We know he's talented. We know the stuff's really good. He's developing into a major league starting pitcher. We're confident he's going to do that. He's working his tail off at it. And when you see an outing last night, just happy for him, because we know the effort he's putting in.
I guess, and I don't know if this is germane just to Pittsburgh. I assume every fan base, you would know better, Ben, wanting your high draft picks, your highly touted prospects to arrive, and especially, I guess, with pitchers, arrive on the scene and just make an impact right away. But with Keller, you're talking about now just 18 major league starts. It does take time, doesn't it?
It does take time, and it's going to be a different path for everyone. It's rarely a straight line. That's why the game is so fun and complex, is that it's played by human beings, and human beings are going to perform and make adjustments and settle in at different paces. And, what we need over time is to help our guys just keep getting better. And if we keep doing that over time and we have enough of those guys, that'll add up to a good thing.
Eight games in now. Maybe we'll start with Philip Evans in terms of guys that have made an impact, of course, but guys that you're really pleased with. Again, it's only eight games. We understand that.
Yeah, it's so early. I think one of the things that I've had to do even this year is last year we had to sort of calibrate to a 60-game schedule. And, so how long, what does small sample mean in a 60-game schedule? Well, now we have to sort of recalibrate back again to a longer season. We know eight games is basically nothing in the context of a 162-game season. We know it's a really long season. There's a lot of runway to go. Guys are just barely settling into their seasons. That said, every day is important. So, you know, every day is an opportunity to get better, to perform, to take something onto the field, into the game. And when you see guys doing the things in the games that we know they're working on in practice, we know that will help them perform, will help ultimately us get closer to winning, you know, that's really encouraging. And we have seen some of that already this year. We want to see more, and we also want to give guys a chance to get into their seasons and get settled and get into a routine.
Ben, when you say you had to recalibrate, and I guess everybody did when it came to the 60 games last year, you're now back to some sense of normalcy when it comes to, I guess, evaluating. How have you done this in the past? There are some general managers I know have talked about evaluating in like 40-game parcels. How do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there's a magic number, and it probably does depend a little bit on the team and case-specific, but 40 games is as good a number as I could come up with. It's basically, you know, it's a quarter of a season, and it gives you, usually you're going to get into sometime at some point in May, and that feels about right. It doesn't mean that at 40 games you all of a sudden start making changes, but it's probably enough in most cases for players to kind of get past the small sample, good luck, bad luck stuff, and, you know, give us some, you know, real sense of who they are in that particular season. And then that gives you a way to think about, all right, like we need to get better at this, or we need to adjust this. This part's working well, you know. So we're not near that. You know, that doesn't mean you're not trying to get better every day, even well before. You know, we're trying to get better today and tomorrow and every time. These guys, they're major league players. Every time they take the field, we need to be prepared to win. Certainly they're going to expect to win. We want them to believe they can win, go into the game executing to win. And we come out of the outcomes and we learn from those outcomes. And when they're not in our favor, it's painful. Nobody likes it. When they are in our favor, we'll celebrate a little bit, still learn from it, get back here the next day and look to get better again.
Before the game today, Derek Shelton pointed out something that John Wehner talked a lot about on the TV side last night, a little nuance, and it maybe seemed little at the time, but I guess maybe, Ben, to your point about getting better every day, Shelton wanted to make a point of the Reynolds secondary lead, Brian Reynolds, on the base hit in the second inning by Colin Moran. It was a bang-bang play at the plate, and had Reynolds not gotten that great secondary lead and gotten that foot down at the point of contact when the pitch was coming in toward the plate, he doesn't score.
It's such a good example, and I'm glad you raised that. It's a meaningful play in the game. You know, ultimately, you know, you don't know what the scores are going to be. So wherever you are in the game, that moment is an important play, no matter what the outcome ends up being. And in that situation, that was a really important play in that particular moment, in that particular game. In the broader scheme of things, you know, we talk about this a lot, but base running, it's one of those parts of the game that really just requires focus and effort and some preparation. It should be controllable, and we need to take pride in controlling that. In some respects, I would argue, and I know guys in our clubhouse would argue, that being a good base runner is as closely associated with being a good teammate as really anything we do in baseball, because it's the most selfless thing you do in the game. You're just, you know, being a good base running is all about helping the guy behind you, helping your team score runs, put the guy behind you in a better spot to drive in a run, et cetera. So if you think, and I've had people say this before, coaches I've been around who say, like, you know, think about the best teammates you've ever had and close your eyes. I bet they were good base runners. And that usually it works if you ask yourself that question. So last night, that's an example of Brian Reynolds being a good teammate. Obviously, it was a good base running play. It helped the team win. But he's being a good teammate by doing that.
Ben, have you noticed over the years, has base running taken kind of a back seat throughout baseball? Is there more an emphasis around the league now these days and specifically to the Pirates? And how are you creating this emphasis to work on the base running?
Well, I don't think it takes a backseat on good teams. You know, I think if you watch teams that really win at a high level and, you know, get into October, I mean, you have to be good at everything to get deeper into October, but certainly base running is one of those things. I don't see those really good teams giving outs away on the bases too often or not taking the extra base when it's there. And I do think it often becomes a team thing, kind of a part of the team identity. So that, aside from practicing it, you know, you got to practice like anything else. You got to practice it. But I think it, you know, what we're doing is trying to make it part of a team identity. You know, so again, not just practice the skill of base running, but associate that with being a good teammate. And that starts certainly at the lowest levels of the minor leagues.
All right, we'll continue with the Pirates general manager of the Ben Cherington Show. Pirates home today against the Chicago Cubs before the Padres come in for four. More of the Ben Cherington Show next on the Pirates Radio Network. We're back with more of the Ben Cherington Show as the Pirates and Cubs meet today. And Ben, since we chatted last Sunday, you were talking about what it was like to see fans at Wrigley Field. What about your first chance to see PNC Park with fans in the stands, starting with Thursday's opener and last night's game?
Well, it just makes a huge difference. We all know that. And, you know, it's interesting last night when the rain came, social distancing works until it starts raining. And then we see everyone sort of scattering up towards the cover, and all of a sudden the social distancing's not there. So we'll have to think about that. But it's just a huge difference, and it's exciting. It adds just a level of energy. It's hard to quantify. It just adds a level of energy. Our players feel it. Staff feels it. It's a motivation. And, of course, it's also motivating to think about, like, doing these jobs really well. So when it's allowed and when it's safe to do so, this park is just filled more and more and more and more.
Now that you're out and about, as Derek Shelton said, he is finally getting a chance to start to explore Pittsburgh. That means that I'm sure fans are starting to come up to you and chat. You're getting a good dose?
Well, we get I've gotten some dose, you know, because, you know, we live in this virtual world and there are ways to reach out to people, even if you're not in front of them. And then, of course, sometimes, like, yes, it is starting to open up and you walk around. And, you know, my experience has been pretty much exactly what I expected, and that is that, you know, people are just passionate and care a lot about the team doing well, you know, want to believe in the team, want to believe in the direction of the team. Most often than not, I will get input, ideas, suggestions, and a lot of them are really good and thoughtful and supportive, and, you know, they can be frustrated and supportive and good ideas at the same time, I guess I would say. And that's not surprising because, you know, we know people in Pittsburgh care and they're good baseball fans. They know what they're looking at on the field. And, you know, as I said before, we're just going to work our tails off to, you know, earn that trust over time and, you know, build a great thing.
Ben, when it comes to the voluntary vaccinations that took place the other day, and Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield and Allegheny Health Network did a great job, and I assume that a lot of the players and staff went through those vaccinations. I know you applaud the partners, Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield and Allegheny Health Network, and the players involved in getting those vaccines.
Yeah, what an effort. Certainly a lot of people from the Pirates who worked hard on that, Travis Williams, Marcy McGovern, Todd Tomczyk, Brian Stroh, a lot of others with the Pirates. But, yeah, our partners at AHN, David Holmberg, Dr. Kadir, who sort of, you know, spearheaded the effort with the vaccination. And even in the, I don't know, 24 hours leading up to the event on Thursday night where we offered the vaccination to our players and staff, even in that last 24 hours, there were a ton of adjustments to just to deliver more, give more options, just provide even a higher level of service. And it was great to see it come together. We had a really good participation rate, which was good to see. I think we'll continue to support that if people in our travel party or, you know, people around the team, you know, are interested, then we'll find a way to support that. We certainly believe it's good for the Pirates, good for everyone to participate in that. Ultimately understand, certainly respect the individual, you know, people's decision on whether they want to do it or not. But it was great to see a strong level of participation and incredible support from AHN and just a really good collaboration.
Asked Shelty yesterday before the game about any after effects. Everybody seemed to come out of it okay. He said he felt tired, which we've heard before, but I guess everybody's okay.
Well, like, you know, we didn't, every player was available last night, which was a really good sign. You know, you look around the league and Obviously, there have been players with other teams who have missed a day or two because of symptoms, not because of COVID, but because of symptoms from the vaccine. And every player on our team was available last night. Now, in some cases, you know, if you chose the Pfizer option, there's a second shot that we need to follow up on later in April. So we'll look to, you know, try to schedule those strategically and maybe spread them out a little bit so that we minimize the risk that, you know, that players are missing time.
Ben, what is the ultimate goal now in terms of the Pirates and Major League Baseball, in terms of these vaccinations? What's the next big step?
Well, I think, you know, the stronger participation rates we can get to, and certainly the league and the Players Association combined are encouraging that, you know, the more, I guess, freedoms, if for lack of a better word, that will return in terms of how the Major League Travel Party operates and moves around. We've been working and playing under pretty strict protocols now for over a year, and some of the you know, some of maybe the ways that, you know, we were all used to operating in the past, you know, may return as we get to higher levels of vaccination. So that's part of why we're encouraging that. But more importantly, it's just to keep people safe. You know, we want to keep our players safe, our staff safe, fans safe, everyone around the team safe. We want to be able to play baseball in a way that's safe and doesn't put anyone at risk. And vaccinations simply increase their chances of doing that.
First base coach for the Cubs tested positive. Craig Driver did not make the trip Wednesday night into Pittsburgh. Did that impact at all? Because David Ross talked yesterday, the manager of the Cubs, that they've been testing almost every day and they came out of it fine with the contact tracing and everything else. Did that impact the Pirates at all?
Well, it ended up not impacting us. You know, and I don't know all the details of it, but, you know, it's a good example of when something like that happens. It could happen with any team. But it happened, I think, from what I understand, you know, right as they were boarding a plane, basically, to come to Pittsburgh. And so you have to make a decision on whether to get on a plane or not. And then they're doing contact tracing while they're traveling. By the time they get to Pittsburgh, they realize, okay, we've got this amount of players who might have had contact, or this amount of people that might have had contacts. We got to test them. So credit to the Cubs. They did, sounds like a really good job of quickly testing, getting rapid testing on a number of folks just to make sure that they were negative and that there was no risk of spread within their group. But then, of course, that also ends up protecting us because, they're going to be on the field against us the next day. And so they have to do that to protect themselves but also protect us and anyone at PNC. So they did that. Sounds like they were able to control that situation well and obviously able to play the game last night without losing anyone else.
We'll have more with Ben Cherington, the Pirates and the Cubs this afternoon at PNC Park. More of the Ben Cherington Show coming up on the Pirates Radio Network. Welcome back. We're talking to the Bucco General Manager, the Ben Cherington Show, Pirates-Cubs on a Sunday afternoon, looking for a series win with Trevor Williams on the hill for Chicago, JT Brubaker for Pittsburgh. Ben, do we have any kind of a key Brian Hayes update? I know he was taking ground balls the other day, and maybe fingers crossed that could he be ready as early as maybe Thursday?
So, you know, as you said, he's been doing his defensive work. He's progressing. I believe he's going to get checked again today by our medical staff, and then you know, may have a better idea after that as to next steps. You know, we still feel, you know, the same as I said before last week, still feel, you know, good about the prognosis and sort of longer term what this looks like. That said, we're just not going to rush this. He's going to tell us when he feels good enough to start swinging a bat, which will then, you know, dictate sort of the pace of the return. And obviously at that point he'd have to go through some on-field activity and go through a series of stuff to be able to be game ready again. So I don't have a firm timeline on the return. We're still feel good about the prognosis. He's headed in a good direction. Get checked again today, and hopefully we'll have an update early this week.
Pitcher Cody Ponce, Ben, has been throwing some bullpens. What would the next step be for him?
Yeah, so I think he's gotten up and down twice now, so like a two-inning sim game. We're going to do that, get him up three times next time out, and then at that point he'll be, you know, really sort of we'd see him as a, you know, healthy, active pitcher, and we'll see where we are at that point. So he's progressing well. He's still in Bradenton, progressing well.
Do you see him short term as a bullpen arm, or could he be a starter?
No, I think we want to continue to stretch him out as a starting and length option. You know, as we've talked about, we need as much depth in that area as we can have, and we've got some guys right now at the alt site who are pitching in that role and doing well. Our alt site group played 3 games in Columbus last week. They're going to head out on the road again, you know, towards the end of this week, this coming week, and they're getting their reps in. But we need to continue to maintain and add as much starting pitching depth as we can. We know this is going to be a long season, and we see Cody as being a part of that.
So some pitchers, you say, doing well at the alt site?
Yeah, we had some, you know, guys that were part of our Major League spring training, Miguel Yajure, Chase DeJong, James Marvel, Stephen Wright, guys like that have all had a chance now to pitch in games against the Indians alt-site group last week. Those guys are now back in Pittsburgh doing workouts. They're working out at Pitt actually tonight after our game here. And then we'll get some more games for that group starting not this coming week, but the following week.
Now, will you head out after this game? Would you go watch that?
I am actually going to do that tonight. I haven't been able to get over there yet because of scheduling. But assuming this game lasts somewhere in the vicinity of 3 or 4 hours, Brownie, I will plan to head over there tonight.
Let's step aside right now, allow our stations to identify themselves. Go to Pirates.com, take advantage of the special family deal as the Padres are coming to town for 4 3 night games and then the finale on Thursday afternoon. Pirates.com/tickets. And this is the Pirates Radio Network. When it comes, Ben, to this alt site, the games that are played, you mentioned those pitchers. What exactly goes on? Is it just a regular game against those Indians alt site guys?
Basically, yeah. You know, there's no umpires, so it's TrackMan is the umpire. If you've heard of TrackMan, he's a new entry in the umpire profession. So TrackMan is the umpire. But other than that, basically it's a regular game, and you got two teams out there competing against each other, and you know, we even keep score. So,
well, what's the Bucco record at the alt site?
I can't even remember actually. No, it's a real game, and guys are getting, you know, good competition, and we're gonna have more of those in April.
We mentioned Trevor Williams today. The other night, Joe Musgrove pitched the no hitter. When it comes to other former players, how closely do you watch and how much do you root for them?
Yeah, yes and yes. And, yeah, I mean, look, a lot of people around here know Joe, and I became a big fan of him over the last year and getting to know him and really respect him and enjoyed getting to know him and learn from him and, you know, respect just how hard he has worked to continue to get better. He really has. He's made real adjustments as a pitcher over the last couple seasons, and you know, imagine pitching a game like that for your hometown team on the back of all the work he's done. Really happy for him. And you know, I you know, talking to our coaching staff yesterday before the game, remarked to them too that they should feel good about it, because a lot of the progress that he made, and again, I'm giving Joe credit for this, but it's a shared effort. A lot of the progress he made last year from the beginning of spring training to the end of the season, and when he came off the DL and was so good at the end of the year, he's carried that into 2021 in terms of his pitch usage and the shape on his pitches and the way his body's moving and his arm action. And it's certainly come together for him in these first two outings. So a lot of credit to go around, but particularly happy for Joe.
We'll finish things up with the Pirates general manager of the Ben Cherington Show from PNC Park on the Pirates Radio Network. Last few minutes with Pirates general manager Ben Cherington. Pirates Cubs this afternoon from PNC Park. Ben Phillip Evans, no surprise, back in the lineup today. 2 for 4 yesterday, another homer, and hitting a cool .391. You gave him a shot last year before the injury. What is it that attracted you to sign a guy like Phillip Evans?
Well, it wasn't me. You know, our scouts have liked him, and he was a minor league free agent last year, and identified him as someone who we wanted to target. And we felt like, even though he hadn't really broken through at the major league level, we felt like he could be a major league player, a good major league player. And then Will Lawton, our director of baseball ops at the time, worked really hard to sign him as a minor league free agent. So, you know, thankfully he did. And, he got off to a great start last year and then put his body on the line and unfortunately cost himself the rest of the season running into Polanco. And it was a tough recovery. I mean, people may not have all the details on that, but he got banged up pretty good. And the broken jaw needed a surgery later on to fix it. And it was a tough recovery, lost a ton of weight. So we're just excited to coming back into spring training to see him back on the baseball field. I think what we all appreciate about Phil is that he's got a lot of skills that just help a team. You know, he can play defense at a number of spots. He's a smart base runner. He gives a good at-bat. Obviously, he can hit with power occasionally. He's a good teammate. He's so consistent day-to-day in his demeanor. It's a nice guy to be around during the course of a baseball season. He's so reliable. He's such a reliable personality. So it's fun to see him having success. And obviously, when you're doing what he's doing, managers will find a way to put you in the lineup.
I guess you can forget. We should stress the rehab effort, because as you say, he lost a ton of weight and he's got his strength back, obviously hitting that home run the way he did last night.
That is good. I mean, he crushed that ball into tough weather. And good to see him drive a ball like that after everything he's been through.
Ben, can he be the kind of guy, would you expect he could carve his way into an everyday role down the road, or is he a guy that would bounce around?
Well, I think maybe both. You know, I mean, I think his ability to move around the field helps him play a lot. And we know there are guys who effectively become everyday players by playing a lot of different places. And then you find your way into the lineup, or you find your way into games by doing that. So could he play one spot too? Sure. You know, not ruling that out. But he gives himself, he gives himself a chance to not just be on a team, but get into games, because he just does a lot of things.
I know we've got less than a minute. Does he have one better position, best position defensively?
Well, I think he's comfortable everywhere you put him. I mean, he came up as a shortstop, I know, like when he was really younger, so he could play everywhere. And he had a really good inning on the mound the other day, so we should not forget that.
I'm sorry, I forgot about that. Ben, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, thanks, Bernie.
The Ben Cherington Show comes your way every Sunday before the Pirates play, and the Pirates ready to play the Chicago Cubs this afternoon with JT Brubaker on the mound, making his second start of the young season, and he'll be opposed by former Pirate Trevor Williams. Coming up on our pregame show, Joe Block will chat with Pirates manager Derek Shelton, talk about last night's 8-2 victory and the opportunity today with a W to win the series before the San Diego Padres come to town for a four-game set starting tomorrow night. Again, our thanks to Ben Cherington. Pre-game next on the Pirates Radio Network.